In Parshas Bechukosai, the psukim start off with "Im Bechukosai Telechuv, Im Mitzvosai Teshmeru Vasisumosam." That if you watch, if you Klal Yisrael keep the chukim that Hashem is giving over and the mitzvos, then Venesati Keshmechem Beitam, I will send you rain. And it goes through in many psukim explaining all the different brachos that Bnei Yisrael are going to get when they keep the Torah. And then in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, there is a shift, and it switches, and it says, "V'im telchu imi keri v'lo sovu l'shmo ali." But if you view everything that happens as keri, as the, I think, proper word for that is happenstance, that everything is just by chance, "V'lo sovu l'shmo ali," and you do not listen to me, "V'yasafti aleichem maka sheva kachat v'seichem," then I will have to punish you sevenfold for your sins. And then the psukim go through a much more dismal picture of what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael if they do not keep the mitzvos. And it continues, and it reaches this climax in the psukim in Pasuk of Zayin, where it says, "V'im bizos lo tishmuli," and if you still don't listen to me, "V'halachtem ibi bekeri," I will further be forced to go with you in this manner of keri, of happenstance. And it will be this anger of happenstance. I will have to cause you pain, etc. And it continues to go on. This is one of the parshios that have in them both brachos and tochacha, as we call it, or the klalos, where it basically says, you know, if you do the mitzvos and keep to the Torah, then you will get bracha and things will be good. And if you do not, then things will be challenging. Things will be difficult. There will be onesh. There will be punishment. And in Parshas Bechukosai, what stands out from all the other times that it talks about, you know, the good that you'll get or the reward or the punishment, is that it keeps mentioning this idea of keri, of if you go, you know, in Hashem in this manner of where you think everything happens by chance, then Hashem will respond to that. And I want to talk a little bit about that idea, not about the concept of schar ba'onesh, but this idea of viewing things that happen as coming from Hashem for a purpose, for a reason, or things that just are happening by chance, things that are just random. I want to, you know, give one caveat before we talk about that, and that is the annoying gray area that there is with everything in life, or I like to call it more the balance as opposed to a gray area, just much prettier idea, in that we're not saying that a person should be attributing specific things that are going wrong to specific sins that they've done, or, you know, specific things like, oh, I bet this is a really an onesh for, you know, whatever action that I did. The Stipler specifically said, we're not supposed to attribute specific things in our lives and say, oh, you know, this must have happened because I deserved the punishment because I did A or whatever. In fact, there was a story many years ago in Eretz Yisrael where a few people of the same age group were all killed in very, very strange ways in a very short amount of time. And someone went to the Stipler and said, you know, maybe the people in this city have to work on, you know, a certain area. Maybe there's something that they're all doing wrong that, you know, such a similar story happened so many times in such quick succession. And the Stipler was adamant. He said, no, we never attribute specific things that are happening, specific things that look like onshim. We never attribute them to specific actions and say, oh, this must be why that's happening. However, and here's the other side of the balance, we do have an obligation to, you know, be mechapis in our ma'isim, right? Nach pasat drachinu v'nach korah. We have this obligation to search among our actions and look at the, you know, take a good look at ourselves and see where we're holding, and see where we could do teshuva, or where we could improve our ways, or where we could really be doing better than we are doing. By which we mean we're not supposed to be specifically saying this happened specifically because of whatever specific action we think, you know, it would be connected to, but we do say, oh, if this is going wrong, or if this is not the way I want it to be, or if this is challenging, this must be a message for me that I need to improve. Okay, let me think about where I can improve. And then, you know, a person could take it their own way with their own cheshbon nefesh, their own thoughts. So what's the balance? The balance is that when something happens that seems to be an onesh, we have to A, attribute it to Hashem. We have to realize it's not random, it's not happenstance, it's not carry, it's not chance. This is because Hashem willed it so. And second of all, again, that each person has to take it in their own way. Each person has to take it to heart in their own way. Each person has to realize that this is a message for me to improve myself in whatever way that I can. And this again, to try to balance out this picture of, oh, when bad things happen, it's a message to me. I want to talk about the opposite side as well. First of all, it's not just the big things in life that are from Hashem. It's the small things also that are from Hashem. The little things, you know, not being able to find parking when something falls and breaks, etc. These kinds of things are also from Hashem. It's not just the huge life crises that are, oh, this is a message from Hashem. The little things also are Hashem orchestrating behind the scenes. Second of all, we can't forget the good things are also from Hashem, right? We all like to sing the song, Va'afilu b'hastara shebesocha hastara. When things look dark and things look like there's Hester Panim, Hashem is there. Rabbi Melech Biederman from Eretz Yisrael, he said, even when things are going well and you're being successful, the good things are also from Hashem. And just in this theme of, you know, V'im Telchu Imi Bekeri, I want to end off with a mashal I've heard from the Chavetz Chaim, where he spoke about random world events that, I say that in quotes, random world events that seem to be random. He said, whenever anything happens throughout the world, it might sound like it has no connection to Klal Yisrael, it has no connection to you, but anything that happens in the world is Hashem speaking to us. It is Hashem sending a message to us to improve our ways. He said after there was a tsunami in, I believe, Japan, and people were saying, oh yeah, random tsunami in Japan. The Chavetz Chaim said this mashal, he said, if somebody stands up in the middle of Beijing or Hong Kong in China, and he's standing in the center of town and he's speaking in Yiddish, so who's he talking to? All right, obviously he's not speaking to the Chinaman there. Obviously he's speaking to the people who understand Yiddish. He said, so too, anything that happens in the world, it's not for the Goyim. They're not able to look at world events and take personal deep messages from it. Obviously it is a message for us to take it to heart and to say, okay, Hashem wants something from us. Hashem wants us to improve, take it in our own way. And may we be zocha to always see Hashem's hand in our lives for the good. Good Shabbos.